There is a corn whiskey distillery where each bottle tells the story of the family who grew the corn. It's a unique way to share the farm legacy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Whiskey can last a long time. Just imagine having it as an heirloom from your farm. Ryan Baer is the founder and CEO of Century Farm Distillery in Spencer, Iowa. He and his wife Amanda opened the distillery in 2017 and came up with a program where farmers can turn their own corn into whiskey. He says they buy corn from the farmer, and the farmer agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made from their corn, and the distillery markets the rest. The farm family also gets to keep one of the barrels.
Really unique program where a farmer can bring us 40 or 50 bushels of corn from their farm, growing on their farm, and we will make a barrel of whiskey out of that. In fact, about 3 barrels, so about 1,000 bottles of whiskey from 45 bushels of corn. The family agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made using their corn, and that's essentially the deal. Of course, the used whiskey barrel, bourbon barrel, that looks great in your living room or basement.
It only takes a couple of weeks to grind the corn, ferment it, and distill it, but the aging process takes about 2 years. When finished, the spirits have some very special information on each bottle.
There's a little QR sticker that we put on the side, and that has the family's name, state and county where the corn was growing, and then a biography of that family is on our website. So it's really a unique way to memorialize a family's history, and ever more important because a lot of times these farms are owned by, you know, 3 or 4 different people who live in 3 or 4 different states who are maybe 1 or 2 generations removed from being on that farm. And so this is really a way to reestablish a connection back to that farm for those absentee landowners.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Century Farm Distillery at agriculture.com.